Today's daf is Gittin Daf Mem, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamites Omid Beis, Omar Rami Bar Choma, Omar Rab Nachman. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Elozer Ben Yibadol Chaim Rab Shim Shinarye, and Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael Alter Ben Yosef HaKoyen. So we're in the middle of one of the more difficult sugis in Shas, the sugya of Avodim, specifically the sugya that deals with the laws of an Evet Knani. Now, the last Gemara that we learned on Daf Lamites Amid Beis mentioned a machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, whether an Evet Knani can go free via Kinyan Kesef or not. The Chachamim say that just like a Odoin that gives his Evet Knani a Shtar Shichur, the Evet Knani goes free, both from the Kinyan Mamin and from the Kinyan Isser, which we've talked a lot about and will continue to discuss in the course of today's daf. So too, in the event that the Evet Knani would redeem himself, he would write a check to his Adoin for his value, he can buy himself out, and the Kesef would be a vehicle to implement a complete Shechur of the Avda, so that he now would be free both from the Kinyan Mamin and from the Kinyan Isser. Reb Shimon was Chaylik. Reb Shimon said that Shtar Goymerba, however, Ein Kesef Goymerba, that although there is a concept of an Eved buying out his Kinyan Mamin from the Adon, but at the same time, the Kinyan Isser, that would require a Shtar, and just like a woman, the only way a man can be Megarisher is with Shtar, so too, the only way that an Adon can completely be Meshacher his Eved would be Bishtar. Now, as it relates to the source, the Makar, to the Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, the short answer is, it's the parsha of Shifcha Charufa. What exactly is a Shifcha Charufa, and where is the parsha of Shifcha Charufa? So that's something that's going to become clear in the coming dafim. But for now, the Gemara is just going to mention a little bit of a postscript as it relates to the Ikar Machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Again, the Chachamim hold that if Evet Knani would give Kesef to his Adon, and the Adon would accept it, the halacha is the Evet Knani would go free. Kesef is Goymerba. According to Reb Shimon, only Shtar is Goymerba, as opposed to Kesef, which is not going to be Goymerba. The first 10 or so lines of today's daf is going to discuss this machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Amar Rami Bar Choma, Amar Rav Nachman. Rami Bar Choma said in the name of Rav Nachman, and the names matter. Halachic Reb Shimon. So Rami Bar Choma said, I heard in the name of Rav Nachman that the halach is like Reb Shimon, which means that Kesef is not Goymerba. Only Shtar is Goymerba, but Kesef is not Goymerba. Rav Yosef Bar Choma, Rav Yechanon, Rav Yosef Bar Choma said, I heard in the name of the great Rav Yechanon, ein halach like Reb Shimon, that the halach is not like Reb Shimon, meaning the halach is like the Chachamim, that just like Shtar is Goymer, so too, Kesef is going to be Goymer as well. Zok the Gemara, Amaisa, Ashkechei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, L'Rabba Bar Shelas, Davikoya Pischa de Beit Tfilas. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok met Rabba Bar Shelas, and he was standing at the entrance way to the Beis HaKnesses. Omale, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok asked Rabba Bar Shelas a question. He said, halacha oy ein halacha? Is the halacha like Reb Shimon, or is the halacha not like Reb Shimon? Amalei told him, Ani oime in halacha. I hold the halacha is not like Reb Shimon, meaning the halacha is like the Chachamim. However, the Rabbanon who came from Mechuza, Amri, they said that Amr Abzeir, Mishmei, the Rab Nachman, the Rabzeir had a Messiah in the name of Rab Nachman, that halacha, that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, which incidentally is what Rami Bar Choma said in the beginning of the daf. So Rami Bar Choma opened up today's daf by saying that Rav Nachman said the halacha is like Reb Shimon. So Rabbi Bar Shelas told Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that even though I hold the halacha is not like Reb Shimon, but the Rabbanan from Mechuzah said in the name of Rav Zeira, in the name of Rav Nachman, the same Rav Nachman, that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. But said Rabbi Bar Shelas, v'kiasoy l'surah, but when I came to surah, ashkachti l'Rav Chiya Bar Rabban, I met Rav Chiya Bar Rabban. Amrileis, I told him, emeli easy, gufa d'uv dehechi hava. Meaning, I'm hearing rumors that Rav Nachman said that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. I don't believe it. I'd like to know the circumstances surrounding this alleged psak, meaning I want to know the rest of the story, because I'm choshed that maybe somebody thinks Rav Nachman said that Allah is like Rav Shimon, but really he's making a mistake. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Bar Shela said, the Rabbi Bar Rabban told me, Amr Ali, that I'll tell you the circumstances surrounding this quote-unquote, Shita of Rav Nachman. He Amso, there was a maidservant, a Shifcha Knanis, Tahava Mora Shchivmera, whose Odoin was a Shchivmera. He was dying. Asya Bachya Kameh, she came into her Odoin and she began to cry. Omrele, she told him, Ad Emas Tishtabit Vitezel, Hayi Yitza. I had such a difficult life with you. How long are you going to force me into this servitude? How long are you going to treat me as a shivcha? So when the Shchiv Merah heard this, the Adon, he's on his deathbed, he was overcome by some compassion. Shakal Kumse, he took his hat, Shadaba, and he gave it to her. Amar lo, and he told her, Zilkani, I want you to take this hat, I want you to be koine it, v'koine nafsheich, and when you're koine the hat, you should be koine yourself as well. In other words, he was meshacher her. The way he was meshacher her was by giving her his hat. Now, what kind of shichur is that? Giving someone a hat, some article of clothing, can be a form of a kinyan that can mean shechur. So the short answer is, it's kinyan chalipin. We know that one of the kinyanim that permeate the sugyas of kinyanim, in fact, this was the most common form of kinyan that was used once upon a time, is kinyan chalipin, where somebody wants to be kind of something from somebody else. So this is machlokes in the Gemara, exactly how it works. Kalev shal kaina, kalev shal makna. But either the one that wants to be kaina or the one that wants to be makna gives something to the other party. And by doing that, the kinyan goes into effect. So essentially what this man was doing was, he was executing some form of kinyan chalipin. Also, coming to Rav Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman and they asked Rav Nachman, this man wanted to be meshacher his shivcha knanas. The way he did it was kinyan chalipin. Is it good or is it not good? Amar lo, he told him, it's not good. So the Gemara says like this, man dechaza, the ones that were present when Rav Nachman issued this psak, Sabra thought, mishum da halachik Rav Shimon, that the reason that Rav Nachman said that kinyan chalipin can't work to be meshacher and eved knani is because Rav Nachman holds like Rav Shimon, that only shtar goymer ba and kesef is not goymer ba. Being that kesef is not goymer ba, chalipin also won't work. So that if kesef doesn't work, chalipin won't work. And that's probably why Rav Nachman said it doesn't work. But the Gemara says, v'loyi, really it was a toys. The reason it, Rav Nachman Paskin, that didn't work is not because chalipin doesn't work. Chalipin works. Kesef works. But they didn't do chalipin properly. Because the way they did the chalipin was that the makna, the Adon, gave his keli, his hat, over to the Isha. And Rav Nachman's of the opinion that the way chalipin needs to be done is kelev shel koina. It's the koina, the one that's buying, the one that's acquiring, needs to give his item over to the makna, not the other way around. The bottom line is, so Rabbi Bar Shelas told Rav Maditzchak that I did a little bit of investigative work, and I discovered that this alleged psak in the name of Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman holds that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. I'm not so sure it's true. It's based on a maisa shahaya kachaya where Rav Nachman said that chalipin doesn't work. Oh, so the olam chot chalipin doesn't work probably because kesef doesn't work, and must be he holds like Rav Shimon because according to the chachamim that kesef works. Why shouldn't chalipin work? But it's not true. La olam Rav Nachman holds that chalipin does work because kesef really does work. If that's the case, why in that story did it not work? Because they didn't do the chalipin the right way. They did a kelev shel makna. Rav Nachman holds chalipin has to be kelev shel koina. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Achisoy, Amar Rav Hamnuna Saba, Amar Rav Yitzchok bar Ashion, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hamnuna. So this traces itself back two lines of Amayram all the way back to Rav Hamnuna. Halacha ki Rav Shimon, like Rav Nachman said, halacha is like Rav Shimon, but the Gemara says v'lohi ein halacha ki Rav Shimon, which is usually the way it is. The halacha really is not like Rav Shimon. So before we go weiter and we go me'inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan, so today's daf is made up of a whole bunch of short segments related to Hilchis Avodin. But before we go weiter, one thing that is very, very clear in the Gemara that we just learned, and that is that there's some shaychis between Kinyan Kesef and Kinyan Chalipin. It's more in the Gemara that if Kinyan Kesef would work, maybe Kinyan Chalipin would work, and if Kinyan Kesef doesn't work, certainly Kinyan Chalipin would not work. And the truth is that it's really mefurish in many, many Gemaras. Just to bring out the point as it relates to the sugya of Avodim, the Mishnah says, Mesechtes Kedushin daf chav beis on bedbeis, Eved Knani nikna bekesef b'shtar b'chazok. If somebody wants to be koine an Eved Knani, we know Eved is iskish lekarka. So how you koine an Eved Knani? The same way, you koine karka. It's kesef, it's shtar, it's chazok. V'koine es atzmo, says the Mishnah, bekesef, Eved Knani ki bekoine himself bekesef, u b'shtar. And with shtar. Now, whose sheet is this? It's the sheet of the Chachamim, not like Rav Shimon, that holds that an Eved Kenani can be coined himself sai be shtar and sai be kesef. The Gemara, in the course of its discussion of the Mishnah, brings a braisa. The braisa says, Tana af bechalipin, that according to the Chachamim, that Evik Knani could be koinus atzmoy bekesef. He could be koin himself a chalipin as well. And the reason is because chalipin and kesef are very much me inyan le inyan va'isa inyan. Another Gemara that brings this point out very, very stark, also Mesachtes Kedushin, is Kedushin daf gimel amid aleph. So we know the first Mishnah Mesachtes Kedushin is ha'isha niknes b'sholesh derachim. So the Gemara says, "Minyana the reish lamutei mai, and minyana the seifa lamutei mai." Ha'isha niknes b'sholish drachim, and then the Mishnah lays out the three ways: kesef, shtar, and bia. So afraid the Gemara that if the Mishnah is going to tell me the three ways that ha'isha's niknes, why do we need a heading? Ha'isha niknes b'sholish drachim. I can do the math. It's very, very simple arithmetic. I know it's three ways. So what's the point in telling me that ha'isha niknes b'sholish drachim? So says the Gemara that there were two suggestions. One man says lamutei chupa. That could be ha'isha niknes kesef shtar bia. You would have thought that chuppah, just like it can create nesuin, it can create kedushin as well. Kamash malan, it's not. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna holds chuppah is koina. So according to Rav Huna, what is the kami lamuute? Zok the Gemara lamuute chalipin ha'isha niknes kesef shtar bia as opposed to chalipin. So kedai techamina, I would have thought ha'il v'gomar kichel kichem yistei efroin. Being that we have gzeir shava kichel kichem yistei efroin, masad mekani bechalipin afisha nami mekani bechalipin. I would have thought that just like you can be koina filled with chalipin, you can be koina nish bechalipin as well. Oh, and by the way, isha's niknes bekesef. And once you find this niknes bekesef, you think it should be niknes bechalipin as well. Kamash malon, that it's not. In fact, the Gemara doesn't know why not, and the Gemara has to come up with a whole reason. But the bottom line is that there is a shaychus between kinyan kesef and between kinyan chalipin, and that's really the background to appreciating this story a little bit better. In fact, according to the Chachamin, that kesef is goymer ba, so too chalipin is going to be goymer ba as well. Zok the Gemara vayta. Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rab Chanina, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rebbe. So Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav Chanina, who said in the name of Rav Ashi, who said in the name of Rebbe. Incidentally, this paper trail of Rav Zeira quoting Rav Chanina, who's quoting Rav Ashi, who's quoting Rebbe, is a little bit odd, right? Rav Ashi is the later Amiram, and it seems like Rav Zeira is saying Torah in the name of Rav Ashi, who himself is saying over in the name of Rebbe, so you have to work this out a little bit better. But the bottom line is that what did Rebbe say? Evet Shenasas Bas Chayim Befnei Rabbi, an Evet Kanani, who decided that he's going to get married. Okay, who's the Kala? A Bas Chayim. And he invites his Odin to the Chasana, and the Odin is there, and he sees the Eved Kenani go over to the Bas Chayim and say, Harei At Mekudesh Asli B'Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. If the Odin is not Moicha, he allows this Chasana to go down. Yotzo L'cheiros. The halacha is that the Eved Kenani goes free. Now Rashi says that it's not that the act of Kedushin is what's Meshachar the Eved, but rather, to the extent that the Odin is not Moicha, there's an Umdina that the Odin must have previously been Meshachar this Eved. And the reason is, says Rashi, the Ilav de Shachare, because were it not for the fact that the Odin was Meshachar this Eved, he have a shavikli the mitzvah Bascher, he would not have allowed him to marry a Bascher. So from the fact that the Odin watches this happen, he doesn't say a word, that's a raya that he must have been Meshachar. And by the way, even though we don't have a Shtar Shechar, and we have no Eidi Chasima, we have no Eidi Mesira, nobody witnessed the Shechar. But this event, in and of itself, is proof beyond a reasonable doubt that there must have been a shechar. Now it's going to emerge from the Gemara's discussion that the reason we assume that this is the case is because it's aser for an Eved Kenani to marry a Bas Chayrin. And to the extent that the Odin, who controls the Eved, allowed this to happen, we're going to assume that he must have been Meshachrim, because otherwise the Odin has a Cheskes Kashrus that he would not have facilitated. He wouldn't be an aid and a better to something that's very, very wrong. So from the fact that he doesn't say anything, again, that's not the Siba for the Shechar, but it's the Simen that there was a Shechar. So who said this? Reb Zeira, Reb Chanina, Reb Ashi, Rebbe. Trace itself back to Rebbe. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Zeira, he was the one who was saying over this halacha. He said, Kol kach ish biyotcha. Wow, that's a major chiddush. He said, and the reason I think it's such a chiddush, he said, because I'll tell you what I know on this topic. Similar. I'm aware of the following price. What happens if somebody writes a shtar eris into his shifcha? So not an Eved Kenani, but a shifcha Kenana. Same thing. And the Odin goes over to the shifcha Kenanis and he's Mekadesher. He's Mekadesher with a regular shtar. Yisha niknes kesef shtar. He's Mekadesher with a shtar. Rameya says Mekudeshes. She's Mekudeshes. The Chachamim remain Mekudeshes. And the Chachamim say she's not Mekudeshes. Now Rameya says she's Mekudeshes. Similar svara to what Rebbe said. Because if she's not Bas Chayrin, then How is he being Mekadesher? So from the fact that he's being Mekadesher, that's a simen, it's a raya that he must have been Meshacher. But the Chachamim Achayilik, the Chachamim say, Eino Mekudeshes. And Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha, the way Rashi explains it, very, very clearly, second line from the top, is according to the Chachamim. That you see from the Chachamim, Eino Mekudeshes. So, despite the fact that this man now is being Mekadesher Shifcha, that's not a raya that this Shifcha was free, because maybe she's Taka Shifcha, and even though the other is Menchayrin, he's marrying someone that he's not allowed to marry. There's no umdina from the fact that some avera seems to be taking place, that must be there was a shechur. Well, if that's the case as it relates to the Adin being meshachar his own shifcha, why should that not be the case in the event that the Adin is just standing idly by watching this event take place where an Eved Kanani is married to Baschayrin and Nechateset is an umdina that he was meshachar? So that was the kasha. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Zera, wow, kol kach ish biyotcha, you have azach hiddish, that even if the Adin is only watching, that's already enough of an umdina to say that he was meshacher. I tell you what I know. I know the Chachamim all that even if the Adin himself is engaged in the Aveira, still you don't have that umdina. Kal v'chomer, if all he is doing is watching. So the Gemara says, Kedamar Rabbi Bar Sheila, in order to understand what Rebbe said, the first thing we need to do is we need to make an akimta, a similar akimta to what Rabbi Bar Sheila did. Now Rabbi Bar Sheila's akimta was on the Gemara that we're going to learn in a few lines, but the words of Rabbi Bar Sheila were kishir Rabbi hiniach lo tefillin. So we'll see. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa that discusses halacha when Eved put on tefillin in the presence of his adai. Now, from the wording of the brisa, it sounds like the Eved just put on tefillin. But Rabbi Bar Sheila made an akimta that the Eved didn't just put on tefillin, but rather Rabbi hiniach lo tefillin. The adain actually put the tefillin on the Eved. Hachanami, first things first. We're going to make the same exact akimta on Rabbi's halacha. It's talking about kishir Rabbi hesia isha. It's talking about where the adain actually was the mesada kedushin. He's the one that married her off. So Enochanami, if he would stam be standing and watching, there would be no raya. But to the extent that he's engaged, then it's already different. Because then there's already an umdana that why are you facilitating the marriage? Or must be you a meshacher her. But Lamaisa, the Gemara didn't answer the question, right? Because the question was that at the end of the day, the Chachamim hold that even if the Adin himself would do the Aveira, he would marry the Shifcha. It wouldn't be a raya that she's a Bas Chayrin. So Kal v'chomer, if all he's doing is facilitating the marriage, it shouldn't be a raya that he's a Ben Chayrin. So the Gemara says, again, it's essentially the Gemara is just being mechazik the question. And the Gemara is saying that it's still Shver, because Rebbe is saying that there's an umdina that a man wouldn't facilitate his Eved to do an Aveira. If that's the case, then L'chura, he certainly wouldn't do an Aveira himself with the Shifcha. So if him facilitating the marriage between his Eved and a Bas Chayrin is a raya that he was Meshacher, then certainly if he's Kosef Shtar Eres and L'Shifchasoy, that should be a raya that he was Meshacher. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Chacha by Mayaskinon, we need to revisit Rabbi Yochanan's Braisa in order to make sense of this. And we have to say the following. It's talking about the Amalah, where when the Adon was Meshacher, his Shifcha Knanis, he said the following, Tziboy, I want you to go free with this Shtar Eresin, the Hiskachi boy, and I want you to get married with this Shtar Eresin. In other words, it's talking about where we know for sure, this is the punchline, that he wasn't Meshacher her. Because right now when he's being Mekadesher, he's trying to be Meshacher. He said, see by the Hiskachi boy. And the Machloik says, the Rameyas of Rameyah hold the H for Lashon Hazel, Lashon Shecher, that when you say the words, see by the Hiskachi boy, it's Tarti B'mashma. I'm being Meshacher you, and I also want to be Mekadesh you. So that's the reason that she's Mekudeshes, because we assume that right now with this Shtar Eresin, two things happened. There was a Shechur, and there was also a Kedushim. Rabbanan Sabi, Rabbanan Hold, Ein B'Lashon Hazel, Lashon Shechur. That this Lashon is not a Lashon of Shechur. All it is a Lashon of Kedushim, but a Lashon of Shechur, it's not, and it's for that reason, Ein Mekudeshes. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that La'olam Rebbe is Moida to what the Chachamim hold. And the Chachamim Amoyed to Rebbe. There's no machloikis. Everybody agrees that if Adon facilitates Maisa with his Eved or Shifcha, that would be an Aveira unless there was a Shechur, that's a raya that there was a Shechur. So if the Adon is Masi, his Eved to a Bas Chayrin, or if an Adon marries his Shifcha Knanis, they're both rayas that she's Meshochar. Why then do the Chachamim hold that if a man is Kosef Shtar Eresin L'Shifchasoy Eina Mekudeshes, because it's talking about an Oikimta, Hacha B'mayaskina, which in English means we're making an Oikimta. The Oikimta was where we know for sure he was a Meshachar prior, where he just said the word, see by the Hiskachi boy. And the Chachamim hold that all that means is Kedushin, it doesn't mean Shechar. So what are you going to tell me? There's an Umdana he was Meshachar? No. it's clear he's trying to be Meshachar right now. There's an umdara that he was a Meshachar. Now, Rameir holds the Lashon Tzibay Veskachibay is a Lashon of Shichar as well. The Chum Machaylik, that's the Machaylikus over here. And that's why there's no Kasha on what Rebbe said. Zok the Gemara. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'isinyan. I'm Rebbe Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi said, Evet she'niach tefillah b'fnei Rabbi, and Evet puts on tefillin in the presence of his Rebbe, Yotzeh l'cheiros, he goes free. And Evet puts on tefillin, and his Rebbe's watching. He's not Moicha, free man. Now, it's not the act of putting on tefillin that frees him. Again, it's not a siba, it's a siman. But there's an umdana that where he not a free man, the other would have been moich. Now, what's the background to this halacha? And Evet Kenani is chayiv in mitzvahs, but not all mitzvahs, only mitzvahs that an isha is chayiv in. An isha is potter from wearing tefillin, according to most tanaim and shas. And as a result, if isha is potter from putting on tefillin, so too, in Evet is going to be potter from putting on tefillin as well. So if an Evet put on tefillin, essentially he was doing something that he's not obligated to do. And more than that, he's acting a shtickle like a ben chayrin. So if the odoin is not moicha, that's a raya he must have freed. Faith the Gemara, that's true, meisvei. I'll ask you a kasha from a braisa, love him and a rabbi. If an odoin goes over to his Evet and he asks him for a loan, pretty silly. He owns everything the Evet owns, so why would you borrow money from him? Or if the Adon made his Adon into an apotropis, he gave him a big shteller in his estate. Or if the Evet puts on tefillin in the presence of his Rebbe. Or if he gets an aliyah in the Beis HaKnesses. The halach in all these cases are that if the Adon was involved, he was watching, he didn't say a word, he doesn't go free. What's the kash? It's mefurish that if an Evet puts on tefillin in the presence of his Adon, he doesn't go free. In mefurish Braisa, not like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Amor Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Chura can't argue with a Braisa. So the Gemara says, Amor Rabbi Barav Shelo. This is the Rabbi Barav Shelo. The Gemara quoted a few lines ago. Kshu Rabbi Niach Le Tfilin. Now, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was talking about where the other put the tefillin on for the Evet. Oh, you put the tefillin on for him? That's already a whole different story. As opposed to the Braisa is talking about where the Evet simply put on tefillin in the presence of his Rebbe. If he simply put on tefillin in the presence of his Rebbe, that in and of itself is not going to be a Raya. So we had two halachas that were similar halachas. The first halacha was Evet shenoses baschayim b'fnei rabbi yotzal l'cheres. The second halacha was Evet sheniach tefillin b'fnei rabbi yotzal l'cheres. Both very, very similar. Now, in both memras, first one was Rebbe, the second one was Rebbe Shua ben Levi, we had an akimta, the same akimta, that it doesn't just mean that the Odin is watching, but it means the Odin is engaged. Hasiyoi rabbi, the Odin is the shatchin, he's the Masada Kedushin. Kishu rabbi niach le tefillin. The rabbi, the Odin, is the one that actually put the tefillin on him. But in both of those cases, the halach is the same. The halach is yatzal l'cheres. However, if you look at Tosfos, it's the second Tosfos on the Yomid, Tosfos says not for the same reason. The reason that an Odin that marries off his Eved, we assume the Eved is free, is because it's usher for an Eved to marry a bas chayrin. And there's like an umdin, a cheskes kashus of sorts, that the other wouldn't allow him to do an aver. Must be he was Meshachar. The reason an Eved that puts on tefillin in the presence of Rebbe goes free is not because it's usher for an Eved to put on tefillin. Because what's the isser for an Eved to put on tefillin? He's not chayiv to put on tefillin, but is it usher for him to put on tefillin? So what then is the reason? It's because it's not the derech for an Eved to put on tefillin. And being that it's not the derech, there's an umdana that probably he's a free man. Because I've never seen an Eved wear tefillin. So it must be that he freed it. But it's not for the same reason. The first, the Gemara got involved in the Isser component. And the second, the Gemara got more involved in the derech component. Now you want to know why we need two svaras? Meaning, once I know that an Eved that puts on tefillin b'fnei rabbi is yotzal l'cheiros, because it's not the regilos. So you would think that certainly an Eved marrying a bas chayrin is not the regilos. But the bottom line is, two halachas, very similar in the same sugya, not 100% for the same reason. But if you look at Tosfos inside, Tosfos is very interesting. Tosfos is dibra maskel kishirabi and niach leitfilin. Says Tosfos, v'loi mishum d'loi me'ever le'isura. Don't think that the umdana here, that the odin was meshachar, the Eved is based on an isser. Now, what would even be the havamina? That it would be also for an Eved to wear tefillin. The mevorech aleya. Maybe it's because you have to make a bracha. V'ich a bracha levatol. Maybe it's the bracha. Says Tosfos, that can't be. The hasukah lulav v'shayfer, the kamen mitzvah saseh shanoshim mevarches, all the mitzvah saseh shasman garamba, you find women make bracha, and it's not a problem. So if it's not a problem for a woman to make a bracha, it shouldn't be a problem for an Eved to make a bracha either. Ela mishum de'in avadim regilim v'tfilin, v'ilav d'shachar le'yav v'manachle. So Tosfos speaks out what we just said, but Tosfos just bavarns that there actually could have been a way to think that maybe there's an isser involved for an Eved Kenani to wear tefillin. What would be the isser? Not the wearing of the tefillin, but making the bracha. And the reason that would be a problem is because if an Eved's not chayiv to a tefillin, and he puts on tefillin and he makes a bracha before he puts on tefillin, l'chay is making a bracha levatala. But Zok Tais, it's not a taina, because we know nashim, we are, or do mitzvahs anyways, and those mitzvahs that they do, which are mitzvahs esesh as mangeroma, they make brachas, and if that's not a problem, I don't see why there should be a problem for an evidian. So two things. First of all, this that Tosfos says that a woman that does a mitzvah seisus mangarama can make a bracha, we know is a major machloikis. It was a machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. The sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the sheet of the Bali Tosfos is that women can make a bracha before they do a mitzvah seisus as mangarama. And the sheet Tosai, Tosfos over here names that on for a davar pasha. The Rambam sheet is not the way machloikis mechaber Rambam. The income mekaymoi laharich. But the bottom line is that Tosfos is saying that just like an isha could make a bracha before she does a mitzvah that she's not chayiv to do, and never be able to do the same thing, and it would be no problem of mitzvahs, not be no problem of bracha levatala. But the emes is it's not so pasha. And the truth is, there's a mefurish of Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is in Eshel Avram in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Tes, where the Prima Gadim has a suffix. His suffix is whether in fact an Eved Knani who does a mitzvah that he's potter in doing could make a bracha, or could he not make a bracha? Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that holds that an isha that's potter from certain mitzvahs could make a bracha. What about an Eved Knani? Would an Eved Knani be the same thing, or would an Eved Knani not be the same thing? Now, why would you think it would be the same thing? Lala me'isha. The whole mitzius of the Eved Knani's chiv mitzvahs is learned out from isha. So you'd think, lala me'isha. But there's a svara to say not that way. And it's a pashta svara. It's because what's the nusach ha-bracha? Asher kedishanu. The mitzvahs of etzivanu al, whatever the mitzvah is. Or Eved Knani, although he's a Yid, but he's chaser kedushas Yisrael. And you know that? Yesterday's daf. Daf lamed ches amid beis. Rav said that if someone is makdish his Eved, the halacha is he's yotzal lecheres. And the reason is the lahavi am kodesh ka'oma. And it almost sounds like from Rav that up until he becomes a ben chayrin, even though he had a geiris b'miktas and he's chayv in certain mitzvahs, but to felt in kedushas Yisrael. V'haraya, hamakdish is lahavi am kodesh, implying that right now he's not part of the am kodesh. So there's a svara to say that an Eved Kenani can't make a bracha because he can't say asher kedishanu. And the Prima Gadim actually seems to nem on that side. He doesn't quote this Tosfos, and it's a ha'ara on the Prima Gadim because this is a mefurash Tosfos, where Tosfos says that if Noshim can make a bracha on mitzvahs that they're potter from, an Eved Kenani would be able to as well, even though Noshim certainly have a complete Kedushas Yisrael, and an Eved Kenani doesn't, it's not a problem, and they could still say, Asher Kedishanu Me'ezatam Shia. Either way, just a nice little nugget that comes out from this Tosfos. Moving along. Third segment of the daf. Kiyos Rav Dimi Yom Rav Yoichanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavli. He said over the name of Rav Yoichanan. Misham Abashas Misasai. Somebody said over on his deathbed. The man is dying. He said, Ploinus Shivchasi. My Shivcha, Ploinus, so-and-so. Al Yishtabdu Bola Acha Moisi. I don't want my children to be Meshabin in her after I die. So said Rav Yoichanan, Koifin Asa Yarshin, V'Koisvin Lo Get Shechar. That we force the Yarshin to be meshacher the shifra. So Rav Dimi says, I heard Rabbi Yochanan say the following, that if a man is on his deathbed, and he says, Pleine shifchasi, al yishtab duba, those were his words, al yishtab duba, la'achar moisi, koifin es hayarshim v'koifin lo get shechar. We will force the yarshim to give a get shechar. Now it's going to be mavur in the course of the sugya, even though, just from reading the words of the Gemara, it's not so mavur, but it will be mavur, that what Rav Dimi was saying Rabbi Yochanan held was, that when the man says, Pleini Shifchasi al Yishtabduba, what he's doing is he's being Meshachra the Shifcha Achshav. On some level, there's some Shichra taking place. Al Yishtabduba is a Lashon Shichra, it's a Lashon Hefker. And what he's doing is, on some level, he's being Meshachra. However, he's not being Meshachra the Shifcha Legamri, because to be Meshachra Legamri, you would have to do it properly. But what it blibes is a Shichra on the Kinyan Mamin. However, not a shichr on the kinyan iser, right? So I think it's kedai to chazed this over because the hemshich of the daf is going to be very much predicated on this. And that is, an odoin has two kinyanim in his efe and in his shivcha. He has a kinyan mamin, he has a kinyan iser. Kinyan mamin, you can own a shah, you can own a chamar, you can own a sadeh, a bayis, you can own an efe. Kinyan iser means that as a result of that kinyan that the odoin has, there's certain dinim, iser v'heter, that are chal upon the efe. Most notably, that the efe is chayiv mitzvahs now. So there's two results. And really two kinyonim in the sprach that the other has in his eved. He has saya, a kinyon mamin, and he has saya, a kinyon iser. So Rabbi Yochanan was saying, again, this is Rabbi Dimi's version of Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that if somebody said, Ashas Misasi, Ploini Shevchasi, Al Yishtabdu Balach HaMoisi, what he did was, is he was Meshachrer, on some level, this Shivcha. Which level? On the Kenyan Mama level. Not the Kenyan Isser. So it's now the Yarshim, after he dies, I'm going to have to write a Getchuch. They have no Kenyan Mama in it, and the Kenyan Isser is still there, so the Yarshim, I'm going to address it. The Yarshim, and they're going to be the ones that are going to write the get shechur. Amar l'fan of Rabbi Ami Rav Asi. Rabbi Ami Rav Asi were present when Rabbi Yochanan said this. They're not talking to Rav Dimi. They're talking to Rabbi Yochanan, and they said, Rabbi, yeah, the moed shabaneh avodim. Why are you saying this? If Adin simply said al yishtab duba, he wasn't meshachru them. He didn't relinquish his kinyan mamon. What he said is that I won't be meshabed. Or what he's saying is you don't be meshabed. But it doesn't mean that the kinyan is not in effect. Meaning, at the end of the day, all he's saying is that Yarshim, don't be Meshabed the actual Shivcha. Let's say she has children. The children who are also going to be Avadim and Shvachos, them, L'chayra, the Yarshim should be able to be Meshabed. So I'm not sure why you're saying that the Yarshim have to be Meshacher. If the Adoin was really Meshacher, the Kinyan Mamon, so now the Yarshim would have an obligation to finish the deal and to write the Get Shichur. But Al Yishtabdu was not a Lashon Shichur, it's not a Lashon Hefker. So really, what Rav Dimi said over was that there was a machloikus between Rav Yochanan and Rav Ami and Rav Asi, whether a man that says Ploini Shevchasi Al Yishtabdu Ba, is that in and of itself a Lashon Shichur, Lashon Hefker, or is it not? Rav Yochanan held yes, so that if the man dies, now the Yarshim only have a Kinyan Isser, go ahead and be Meshacher, there's nothing else to do. Whereas Rav Ami Rav Asi held not. He was just saying, don't be Meshabit. Okay, but it was never Meshacher. And being that it was never Meshacher, even if the Yarshim are obligated to listen to what the man said when he was dying, when he said Al Yishtabed, but the children, you could be Meshabed, meaning the children that the Shivcha might have, you could be Meshabed, so there's no reason to go ahead and force the Shechur. Now, one thing that the Rishonim talk a lot about is that when a man says on his deathbed, Ploini Shivchasi Al Yishtabdu Ba, what exactly is the act of shichur and hefker anyways. I mean, even if it's a lashon of shichur, it's a lashon of hefker. He didn't want it to go into effect now. He said it should happen lach ha-moisi. So how exactly is that going down? So here this raid about divrei shchiv merak tichsu and chimsurim dami mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis. I'm reshoining them exactly if you want to work this out a little bit better. But the bottom line is the machloikis is, are the words ayishtabdu ba a tzivoy of hefker, of shichur, only on the kinyan moment, but it's a tzivoy of hefker and shichur, or is it just don't be meshabed in her? But I was never meshachr, l'may nafkamina. Either way, maybe you'll have a mitzvah l'kaim divrei ameis. But at the same time, the nafkamina would be, could you be meshabed in the vlodos that this shifcha might have, whether we're going to force the children now to go ahead and be meshachr. Either way, this is where Rav Dimi said the name Rabbi Yech. Yes, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Rabbi Yech, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. He said, I heard Rabbi Yech say something a little bit similar, but not this. He said, Micham, Mishas, Misas, if somebody said, while he was dying, plain shifchasi, kairos ruch, asali, I have a shifcha, she was very good to me. And therefore, yasal kairos ruach. I want you to do a kairos ruach for her as well. You force the yarshim to do something nice. My time of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Because there's an Indian of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Now, this is a whole different halacha. And according to this version, Rabbi Yochanan himself never said that al yishtabdu ba is a lashon of shechur. It's a whole different sugya. It's a sugya of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, we know it's a huge sugya. When you do say it, when you don't say it, Rabbeinu Tam, on daf yud gimel amud aleph and gittin. But the bottom line is that all Rabbi Yochanan was saying was a halacha in mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Either way, the Gemara now, in the next 10-15 lines, is going to be methalful a little bit in these two different memras of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi Om Rabbi Yochanan's memra, and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Om Rabbi Yochanan's memra. Zok to Gemara. Omer Ameymar. Ameymar said, Hamafker Avdai, if someone's mafker is Eved, Oysi Eved Inloy Takon. That Eved has no Takon. So if someone is mafker is Eved, he can no longer, the Eved that is, get married. He has no takon. Why? Gufe loikonile. His guf, he doesn't own. Meaning, the Mishtadoin was mafker the guf of the Eved. The Odoin doesn't own the guf of the Eved. However, all he was mafker him. He wasn't meshachr him. And being that he wasn't meshachr him, he still has the kinyan issur. And there's no way to be mak the kinyan issur. So Amemra said a phenomenal chiddush. He said that if someone's mafker is evet, instead of being meshachr him, he was mafker him. He said, hefker, the halach is this evet will never be able to get married. And the reason is, because when someone's mafker, all he's mafker is the kinyan mamon. The kinyan issur doesn't go away with Hefker. And being that the Kinyan Isser doesn't go away with Hefker, so he has a Kinyan Isser, and there's no way, here's the Chiddush, to be Meshachr the Kinyan Isser. Shichr only works if there's also a Kinyan Mamon. But if all there is a Kinyan Isser, there's no way to be Meshachr. So Hamafker Avdai, the halacha is oisayevet ain't leitakana. He can't get married. He can't marry a bas chayr and let's play it out because he has a kinyaniser to his adai. And he can't marry a shivcha because he's a shtickel of free man because he got his kinyan moment. So he's like a quasi ish chetzi evet chetzi min chayr. So therefore, the halach is he won't be able to get married. So Amemar said this. Amalei Ravashi, Amemar Ravashi told Amemar, is that true? Amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan, ulam send the name Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chibar, Rabbi Amar Rabbi, Rabbi Chibar, Rabbi send the name of Rab. Meaning, Sai Rabbi Yochanan, Sai Rab, the two great Amayron both said the same thing. Echazev, Echazev, Yotzolech. That if someone's mafkir his evid, halach is the evid goes free. However, vitzarech get shechur, you need to get shechur in order to remove the kinyan iser. So you see clearly that even after you mafkir your evid, there's still mokim for a shechur. Tzarech get shechur. So a meimer, you said a mafkir av the oise evid engle takana. Do you chap a meimer? You're going connected Rabbi Yochanan and connected Rav. Amalei, so a meimer said, I know what Rav and Rabbi Yochanan said, but I understood what they were saying a little bit differently than you. Tzarech, what they were saying was, Hamafkir avdoi, tzarech get shechur, abav engloi takana. He needs it, but it's not going to work. You find this sometimes. I've been Maseres Hashas. That the word tzarech can mean that you need to do something, but really it doesn't work, and that's what it means in this instance. But enochinami, wa'olam, if someone's mafkir avdoi, so it's interesting because this is a little bit of an added knage to what we saw in the last few dafin. If someone's mafkir is avid, tzarech get shechur, ain't tzarech get shechur. So Shmuel said on Daf Lamed Ches, the first daf of the sugya, Hamafkir avdo yotzal lecherus ve ain't tzarech get shechur. Rav Rabbi Yochanan said on Daf Lamed Ches, the second daf in the sugya, Hamafkir avdo yotzal lecherus ve tzarech get shechur. But we understood tzarech get shechur to mean that yeah, give the get shechur, you'll knock out the kinyan iser. Now we have a third sheet, and that is Hamafkir avdo yotzal lecherus ve tzarech get shechur, but tzarech the ain't loy takana, you're going to be stuck forever. Either way, that's the first lishna of Amemer. Ikadamri, some say, Amar Amemer, Amemer said a little bit differently. Mafkir Ravdoi Vamez. So this Amemer we had already on Daf Lamed Tes, that if someone's Mafkir is Evid and then he dies, oh, he said, Evid ain't like Takana. That Evid is not going to have a Takana. So if someone's Mafkir Ravdoi, the Evid has a Takana, give him a Getshecher. But if someone's Mafkir is Evid and then he dies, oh, that's a very important piece of information. He died in between. Oh, if he died, then there's no Takana. My time, and what's the reason? Because Gufei Loi Konile. Because once a person's Mafkir is Evid, the Odin doesn't own the Evid anymore. What does he have? Isur. All he has is a kinyan iser. V'isur lebrele myris. Kinyan iser doesn't go over b'yerusha. And being that it doesn't go over b'yerusha, the man's not alive anymore to be meshacher. To yarshim. Yeah, v'snachal to moysim levnechem acharechem. The pasuk says that yarshim and eved kanani. But not if all there is kinyan iser. So now this eved is in no man's land. Now he's stuck. So hamafkir avdo yavadna tzorech yetshecher v'yesh lo itakona. Hamafkir avdo yumeis. That's what Amemer was talking about. Omelie Ravashi lemeimer. But even in this verse, Rav Ashi asked the Kasha Tamemer. It's a different nusach, thus it's a different question, but he asked him a question. That was, that how could you tell me a mafka avdu yomis? Oh, you say everything like takon of kios, Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Where Rav Dimi came, he said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha that we just said earlier. And what did he say? That there was a man that was lying on his deathbed, and he said that ploinus shivchasi al yishtabduba. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Al yishtabduba is a lashon of hefker, it's a lashon of shivchar. So the Evid now is free. He died. The Yarshim right to get shechur. What do you see from here? Hamafkir avdei v'meis. Kaisvan all get shechur. So Ravashi told Amemer, you're going now like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Amemer told Ravashi, Rav Dimi ta'usihi. Rav Amir Ravasi asked a big kashan Rabbi Yochanan. It was a toss, right? It was a toss, the whole sheet. He said, Al Yishtabdu was not a lashon of shechur. It's not a lashon of hefker. So he knocked it out. Amalei. But Ravashi told Amemer back, no, it's true, Ravami Ravasi asked the kasha Rabbi Yochanan. But even from their kasha, it's muchach that they agreed with the premise of Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, my ta'usa, what was the toss? That Ravami Ravasi tied it. L'yomer b'lashon shechur. They were chepping with Rabbi Yochanan on the lashon Al Yishtabdu. Is that a lashon of shechur? Is a lashon hefker or is it not? Up fakir, it's mashma even from them that Amr b'lashon shechur achinami. That if they would have said a real proper Lashon Shechur, of course it would have worked. So even for Rabbi Amir Ravasi, you see what you see for Rabbi Yochanan, and that is that the premise, the concept of a man who's Meshacher is Evan and then he dies, Avada the Yarshim do have the ability to Meshacher, which is not like the second Lishon of Amemer. Amalei Amemer told Ravashi, I hear, but Anokid Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Svirili. I hold like Rav Shmuel by Yehuda's version of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Meaning, do a two Nuschais and what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kias Rav Dimam Rabbi Yochanan, one Nusach. Right? If the Adon, who was dying, said, Ployne Shifchasi Al Yishtabduba. But then Reb Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Reb Yechon, a whole different halacha. He said, my Shifcha did a nachas kairas ruach for me. You should do a kairas ruach backward. That's a whole different halacha. That was a sugya mitzvah kind of Rehameh. It's nothing to do with being mafker and then dying. So I have a whole different nusach. I hold Reb Yechon and didn't say it. Rav Ami, Rav Asi never asked on it. And as a result, don't ask me any kashas from there. More on this inyan. Ahu discarded the avdi. So Rashi says, what's a discarded? It's a kiryat. There was a whole settlement of avadim. This davon levi kechavim that was sold to a guy. Now the halacha is Rashi quotes the halacha. It's coming up in a few days. Hamoicher avdei loevi kechavim yatzel cheres. If a yid sells his evet kanani to a guy, the halacha is the guy, the evet kanani goes free. Now he goes free, but at the same time he needs to get shechar. So we're going to learn the sugya later. But the bottom line is that is what we need to know. If someone sells his evet to loevi kechavim, he goes free. We can say, what do you mean he goes free? Someone owns him now. Good. But he leaves the kinyan mammon of the other in Yisrael. The mechira is considered a mechira, just like if he was mafkrim. But at the same time, he needs to get shechar. So this was a whole chabura of avadim that was sold to an oivik hachavim. Now, kalu marvasa basroi. The owner that they were sold to, this oivik hachavim, he died. Also, kamei de Ravina. They came to Ravina, and they knew that they needed to get shechar. They wanted to be full-fledged yidin. Now, in the meantime, the first adin had also died. So he wasn't around anymore to give them a get shechar. Amaluhu. So Ravina told them, zilu ahadra abnei marvasa. So go to the sons, abnei the yarshin, go to the sons of the marvasa kamei, the original adin, and let them write for you a get isha. Ravina's Rabbanu told Ravina, is that true? Meaning you have a situation, Luchura of Mamash Arsugya, Amemer's second halacha, second version in Amemer's halacha, that if someone's mafkir is evident and then he dies, the Yarshim can give a get shechar, right? That's Mamash what happened. He didn't make him hefker, the Adin sold him, but the bottom line is now the Adin is not around anymore to write to get shechar, the Yarshim are going to write to get shechar. So they said, didn't Amemer say, Amafka Avdi Vamais, Oise Evet, Ein Loi Takana, Amalusi told him, Anak Ravdimi Sfirili, I hold like Ravdimi, meaning I hold that what Rav Dimi said is true, and that is that Rabbi Yochanan had said that if a man is dying and he says that my shivcha, don't be mishap at her, it's considered a hefker, and the Yarshim then can go and write a get shechar, which is a mefurish nalak amemer, right? That was Rav Ashi's kasha and amemer in the first lishon of amemer. But the Gemara says, Amr Lei, they told Ravina to Ravimi Tausihi. Didn't Rav Ami or Rav Ashi ask a kasha on Rav Dimi? Amr Lehu, my Tausa. Yeah, it's true they asked the kasha, but what was the kasha? What was the tois of Rabbi Yochanan? They were chepping him that he, the Lashon Al Yishabdu was not a Lashon of Shechar. But if he would have used the Lashon Shechar, it would have been good. So if I care, you see, even for Rav Ami or Rav Asi, the whole problem with Rabbi Yochanan is the Lashon Shechar. But had it not been had it been a proper Lashon Shechar, there would not have been an issue. Bottom line is, Ravina was Chaylik on this second Amemer. So we have a Machlekes between Amemer and the Tzveta Lishna and Ravina. What happens if someone's Mafgar is Evet, he sells his Evet, he gives up the Kinyan Mamet, and then he dies? The Yarshim. Do the Yarshim have the ability to now be Meshach with the Kinyan Issa or not? Does the Kinyan Issa go over Beyerusha? It's a real Lam Lashashayla. Or does it not go over Beyerusha? Amemer said no. Ravina said yeah. The two words that settles this discussion. The Hilchasa Kiravina. The Halacha is like Ravina. That Kinyan Issa does go over Beyerusha. Another segment of today's daf and another classic. Ahu Avda the Beitre. There was an Eved that belonged to two Shutfen. So there were two Shutfen, Reuven and Shimon. And they have a Shutfis in an Eved. One of the owners was Meshacher his half. Now, what happens if an Eved is owned by two Shutfin and one of the Shutfin is Meshacher? What you're left with is the infamous Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chayr. What's the halacha with the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayr? So believe it or not, it's a Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. And the Mishnah is going to bring the whole drama with Beishamay and Beisilol. But the Chazru Beis Hillel Lahiris Kedivri Beishamay, that what's the halacha? Koifin es Rabbi Ve'ois Oisa Ben Chayr. So we're going to force the other Shotif to now free his chelek. So once the one Shotif was Meshacher his half, the other Shotif knew exactly what was coming. He was expecting a knock on the door where he was going to now be forced to be Meshacher his Evet. So he said that I have to think quick. Amari said, another Rabbanu is going to come, they're going to take away my Evet. Azal, so what he did was, Akna Lebnoi Katan. He was Makna the Evet, his Chelek, to his son that was a Katan. He was Makna to him. Now you're going to ask me, how is a Katan able to be Kaina? It's a good question, but let's keep it simple right now. Das acheres machno. See, he was machnet him, and b'das acheres machno, katan haschir, Tosfos says, and getting samach talad on the days, even midai rice. It's the psak of the Rambam, and perichof, that's hilchas mechir. So he was machnet him, b'das acheres machno. Either way, shalcha Rav Yosef b'rei d'Rava, the kamei d'Rapapa. So Rav Yosef b'rei d'Rava sent Rapapa, and he said, what should we do? Meaning, we really need to be meshachar this, chatsi evet chatsi mencher, but we can't do it now. The reason is because he's owned by a katan. And because he's owned by a cotton, we can't be mishachar. So what's the problem? Just because he's owned by a cotton, you can't be mishachar? So Rashi says, yes. And the reason is because you can't force a cotton. So there's a lot to unpack here. But you can't force a cotton. There's no kfiya by a cotton. And being that you can't force a cotton, we're going to be a little bit stuck. I don't know what to do. So the Gemara says, Shalach Le'er, Papa sent back the following. Kasha asa kenya yasa loy gmula yashav le'beroisha. He played hardball. We're going to play hardball back with him. This is what we should do. Anan kimlam biyanuka, the mikra v'dayte l'gabi zuzi. We know that children like money. Okay. Mike mina le'apotropos. Let's appoint an apotropos. Rashi says the job of the apotropos is going to be to assess what the value of this chatzi evit is. U'mekarkish le'zuzi. Let's give money to the Eved Kanani and let him dangle money in the eyes of the cotton. And the cotton's going to say, I want that money. And we're going to say, you want the money? No problem. You can have it. All you need to do is write a get shichr and be meshachr this cotton. And I'm telling you, the cotton's going to write a get shichr. And if the cotton writes a get shichr, everything is going to be gaval. So just incentivize the cotton to be meshachr. And when you incentivize the cotton to be meshachr, this is going to be okay. Incidentally, Rashi speaks out what we're going to see in tomorrow's Mishnah, that every time we force the Adin to be meshachr, the chatzi evet chatzi mencher, the Eved always had to give money. Right? We didn't just for free force the chatzi evet chatzi mencher out. But it was done with some sort of compensation. So really, it's not a chiddush that we're dangling money. It would always be that way. But the point is, you know what? I'll get the... You're not going to force him at a chanami, but we're going to incentivize him. And this is the way this is going to happen. Now, Rashi says that, how is the katan going to be meshachr the evet? Meaning, I understand how the katan maybe could have been zoichin the evet. I could hear that. Das acheres machna. We can make that work. But how's the katan going to be meshachr the evet? Cotton doesn't have the ability to be meshacher. Cotton's kinyonim and not kinyonim. His das is not das. His maisa is not a maisa. How could he do that? So Rashi invokes a sugi that's coming up later. One of the festa sugis in Masech Tzitzit, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that says how pu'utos mekcha mekachu memkara memkar. That pu'utos have the ability to transact. It's a rabbinic ability that they have. But once a child is of a certain age that he chaps what's going on, so vizarke, agaz v'noit, at that point, he has the ability to do mekcha memkar. So, hacha b'mayaskino, where the cotton was already from the pu'utos, and being that he has the ability to do it, it's going to be okay. If you look at the top toises on that memo on the days, lo nehiru l'Rabbeinu Shmuel pirush akuntres, that Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, he didn't like the whole mahalach of Rashi in the sugya. Why? Because the way Rashi is learning the sugya, the cotton is going to be meshachri the evid based on a pu'utos. What's Rashbam's kasha? His kasha is that midday rice, a cotton doesn't have the ability to get involved in kinyanim. I pu'utos, that's it in the Rabban. How did the Rabban have a right to say that something that midday rice is not a kinyan, midday Rabban should be a kinyan? It's easy. Hefker, bezdin, hefker. Hefker, bezdin, hefker only works for dinei mamin. It doesn't work for dinei isra hetta. So that luchura shouldn't be able to work over here. And because it is kasha, Rashbam learned a whole different pshat. Rabbeinu Tam even learned a third pshat. The way the Rashbam learns the sugya is that what bezdin did was, is they took the evet knani, and using hefker, bezdin, hefker, they transferred him over to the apotropos. They didn't free him. They just moved him from point A to point B. That's not a violation of hefker, bezdin, hefker. Because they didn't free him. They didn't remove the kinyan isser, they just transferred the eved. But the kinyan isser stays in effect. And that's something they have an ability to do. And the apotropos is the one that was meshacher. So it's machloek, it's Rashi, Rashbam, what the role of the apotropos is, exactly how this is playing itself out. The bottom line is, this is what happened. We'll revisit this in the Reh. Tanu Rabbanan, another brisa, another segment of the daf. Oimro Sisi, Pliny Abdi Ben Chayrin. If somebody says, I made my eved, Pliny, a ben chayr. Now the Gemara is going to say in a minute, just a spoiler alert, they didn't just say it. He wrote in a shtar. This was the nusach shtar. So we're discussing different nuschayas of a shtar shichr. So someone writes in a shtar shichr, a sisi pliny abdi ben chayr. Or he wrote, asui ben chayr. He was made a ben chayr. Harehu ben chayr. Or he says, harehu ben chayr. These all work. If the nusach shtar would say, esenu ben chayr. So man gives his eved a shtar. Eved opens up the shtar. He's feeling good. And it says, oh, I'm going to make you a ben chayr. So here it's not so pasha because it sounds a little bit like he just gave him a haftacha, right? Give it to me in writing, no problem. I gave it to you in writing, but it doesn't sound like it's an actual shechur. So here was a machlekes. Rabbi El Mekana. Rabbi says he's kaina, meaning aseru ben chayru means with this shtar. No, it's a haftacha. That's all it is. But he was never meshachriu. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said everything that we just said. The kula mishtar. It's all talking about where it was written in the nusach hashtar. Tana Rabbana. Similar brayso. If somebody, again, the Gemara is going to say it's talking about where it was written in the shtar. He says I gave that field to Pliny, Nesuna Pliny, or it was given to Pliny, Arehi Shalai, or it says Arehi Shalai, Arehi Shalai, these are all good Lashonis of Shtar Maton. So now we're not talking about a Shtar Shikr, we're talking about a Shtar Maton. What if you would say Etneno Lapliny? That's what the Nusach of the Shtar is. Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi says, Kana, Fachamayim like Kana, same Machlik is Rabbi Nechal. Rabbi says he's Kana, it's a Lashon of Matana. Chalim say no, it's a Lashon of Avtacha. He gave it in writing, but it's not an actual lashon of matana. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan again, v'kulam b'shtar. Tana Rabbanan, another brisa, another segment of the daf. So if we didn't have enough lumdis in today's daf, this is mamish gaval. We end with another classic. Tana Rabbanan, Oimer. If somebody says asisi pleni abdi ben chayr, pleni abdi, I made him into a ben chayr. Who I mean? He says loy asani. It's not true. Never happened. So, seems a little like svaras hafuches, right? The other is saying I was meshachr my eved. The eved is saying it's not true. I was never meshukher. So the halach is chayshinon shemazikolei al yidei acher. Tosva says this word chayshinon is a misnomer. It's not chayshinon, but it's vada. We assume that this eved is a ben chayrin, and the reason is because it's very yitachin that the other was meshachrer the eved just doesn't know about it. So if you remember earlier in the Masechta, we had machlokes remained the chachamim whether shichrer is a schus for an eved, or whether it's a chayv for an eved. We pass like the chamim, shechur is a schus. I mean that shechur is a schus. The eved doesn't necessarily have to know that he was meshukher. Zachon l'adam shalei b'fanav. And therefore, we for sure trust the adayin, and therefore chashinon, meaning vadai, he's a ben chayr. What happens if the adayin says, kosafti, I wrote a get shechur, then osafti loy, and I physically handed it over to the eved. He says, it's not true. He never wrote it, he never gave it to me. Says the Gemara, over here we trust the Eved. Because he was just moida that he's an Eved. And being that he was moida, he's an Eved. So therefore, we look at him as if he's an Eved. What's the difference? In the first case, the man didn't say, I gave it to the Eved. He just said, I was Meshacher. So he just said, I was Meshacher. The Eved doesn't have to know about it. So the Eved has no Kayach HaTayna, can I get that? But over here, where he's saying, I gave it to you, the Eved, there the Eved has the Namonis to say, like, why? Based on the rule of Eidos, if you walk into Bezin and you say, I owe someone $100. Whether we know or don't know, you owe him $100. He basically just said, I do that I'm an Eved. And therefore, the halach is, we treat him like an Eved. Similar halach, if somebody says, I gave a field of plane, the guy says, not true, I never got it. Again, not chayshina, but b'teir is v'adai. To give someone a field, the zachon l'adam shaloi b'fanav, and therefore, for sure, the noise matan is believed. If he says, I gave it to the person himself, he says, it's not true, I never received it, then I do spadin, then the halach is that we're going to believe him. Again, it's a da'is padin that I never received this sada. Sokti gemar mi oichel peiris. In the case of kosafti v'nosati loy, and he says, loy kosav loy nosali, I da'is padin kemi edem dami. So again, man says, I gave my field to play. I physically gave it to him. I gave him a shtar, right? I was makdit him b'shtar. I gave him the shtar. And he says, I never received the shtar. I don't know what you're talking about. So what's the halacha? We trust who? We trust the makabel, who's claiming he wasn't a makabel. So the Gemara says, who eats the peiris? So Tosfos speaks out right away that, what do you mean, who eats the peiris? L'chaira, it should be totally in the shayla, right? It should be totally in the shayla that we just had. If we trust the noisein, then for sure the eved, or the mekabel matana would be the one that would eat the peiris. If we trust the mekabel matana, then the noisin would be the one that eats the peiris. And what did we say? Kosafti v'nasati loy, the halacha is, we trust the mekabel to say, loy nasan li, haydas badin kimei edem dami, so l'chura, for sure then, the noisin should be the one that's going to eat the peiris, and the truth is, enochanami. He is going to be the one that's going to eat the peiris, like the Gemara is about to say. Rav Chizda Amar, Rav Chizda says, noisin oichel peiris, v'rab Amar, Rabba says, mishalshen es haperis. What we do with the peiris is, we give it by a shlish, yehemunach hachiyav elio. Wait for Eliyahu Navi to come. But the Gemara says, well, I plead, there's no machlokes over here, because there was no machlokes in the Salach. Everybody agreed that the din is Haidas Balinkim Eidim Nami. So what's the machlokes, Rav Chizda and Rabba? There is no machlokes. Haba Abba, Haba Bra. One is talking about where the father was the one that said, like, kosav elay nasali, and the other one's talking about where the son is the one that said it. If the father is the one that said it, that's a regular Haidas Balinkim Eidim Nami. So therefore, the noisin is the one that's perceived to be the one that owns the field. Because I does Baldin that he never gave it away, so he gets to eat the peiros. As opposed to if it's the son that said it, so there already it's not so pasha. Because although the son is saying that I seem to know that my father never received this gift, maybe he's claiming his father told him so, but it's not with the same level of confidence. It doesn't have the same darga of Aidas Baldin Kame Edom Nami. Thus, what we have is a Suffolk mom in here. Because on the one hand, the Noisan is saying, I gave it. He's saying that I never received it. Without the Koyach of Aidas Baldin Kame Edom Nami, Suffolk Mammon, Yemunachachi Yov Eliyo. And therefore, the Allah is Mishalshin Esa Peris Exhal. So a festadaf with so much going on. And I just thought it was Kedai that as it relates to, it's not light raid because nothing's light, but relative light. Just to speak out, three ha'aras, short, all short, literally snippets. Three ha'aras from the Ktzoy Sachoshin. And really, the background is that today's daf is a daf that's mentioned a lot in the world of Yeshiva Shereid. And there's three classic Ktzoyses, all Ktzoyses that we've talked about. And three classic Ktzoyses where today's daf makes an appearance. And it's just geschmack after learning the daf. The first is one of the most famous Ktzoysen in Ktzoys HaChoshen, and that's in Simen Reish Ayin Gimel, Siv Kotten Aleph. The Ktzoys brings the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Beis Hilchus Nedarim. The Rambam says, HaHefker, if somebody makes something Hefker, Afal Pisha Inoy Neder, even though it's not a Neder, HaRehu Kemoy Neder, but it's like a Neder, She'asu Lachzabay. That's also for him to be chayser. So if somebody said something sefker, says the Rambam, you didn't make a neder, but what you did was like a neder. And just like if somebody makes a neder, lo yachal devaroi, aser lachsavoi, so too, if you make something hefker, it's like a neder, she aser lachsavoi. You're not allowed to be chayser. The Ktzois is medayik from this Rambam, that it seems that the Rambam held that the reason when a person makes something hefker, the halach is that if somebody wants to go now and be zoich in that thing, he has a right to. It's not because that item is ownerless, but rather it's because the Adon was mechayev himself in the world of Nedarim that he's going to allow someone to go now and take his item. The Rambam says that if someone's mafker something, if he wanted to be chayzer, really he could be chayzer. If when someone's mafker something, the thing leaves his rishos, so how can I be chayzer? If I want it, I need to be rekoined. The teretz is that the Rambam holds that when someone's mafker something, it really doesn't leave his rishos. What's chal is hilchus nedarim. Just like if somebody would say koinim basar zeh olai, if somebody would say areini nazar, somebody would say shvuah shelo yochal basar, the laws of nedarim and shvuahs and naziris would now govern his next move. When someone says something is hefker, the only thing that's chal is a hilchus nedarim, that it's also lachzibay. And if you do, you're going to be over a layachal devarei. Abavas is negeya, the transactional component of it, nothing happened. And really, the item remains 100% in the reshus of the mafker. Now, this is an incredible chiddush because it really goes against everything we think of when we think of hefker. If you ask the man on the street, what's hefker? He would say, hefker is something that is ownerless. Shemitah, peiros hefker, nichsei ager. Nobody owns it. As a result, they're hefker. Right, that's traditionally the way you think of hefker. But the Rambam has a shita mechudeshes in the world of hefker. And the Rambam says that when someone's mafker something, it does not become ownerless. The mafker still owns this item. He retains 100% rights to it. It's just that there's a hilchus nedarim that governs his next move. But you want to know who the bailam of this item is? The owner is the bailam. Now, it's kamada mefurish Rambam, stating that this chiddush goes down as the chiddush of the Ktzoys HaChoshen. Now, the Ktzoys didn't say this chiddush on his own. The Ktzoys learned the Rambam the way we just explained the Rambam. But Kame Kumas in Nishtabru, the Achrayim have a very, very hard time with this Havana that the Ktzoys had in the Rambam. Now, if this is not what the Rambam meant, what did the Rambam mean? Ayin berelated rate bites. That's not our sugya. But the bottom line is, Sadoa Zan Rambam al Koponim in the world of the Ktzoy Sachoshin. And that is that when someone's mafker something, it doesn't leave his Rishus Lagamre, but rather what happens is, it's just bound now by Hilchas Nedarim. Says the Ktzoyis, what would be the most obvious nafkemina la halacha from the Rambam's understanding of hefker? What would be if somebody's mafker something? And after he's mafker this thing, he dies. Are the Yarshim meshubet to the Hefker, or are they not meshubet to the Hefker? So let's play it out. Man was mafker, something he dies. The minute after he died, someone went and he was koinim in a Hefker. The Yarshim, do they have a koyach to say that, I want this item back or not? So, Pasha, you would say, of course not. Once somebody's mafker something, it's chal Hefker. If it's chal Hefker, if somebody is zoich in it, it's his. What Yarshim? When Yarshim? Where Yarshim? Yarshim, Yarshim, something that belongs to their father. But over here, the father made it Hefker. The father gave it away. A bezok the Ktsois, like the Rambam's Havana. In Hefker, when a person's mafker something, it doesn't leave his rishos. So if it doesn't leave his rishos, he still owns it. If he still owns it, the Yarshim could Yarshin it. Ay, Hilchis Nadarim says the Ktais, Nadarim don't go over Birusha. If a man makes a neder and then he dies, the Yarshim are not responsible anymore for the Nadarim that the father made. And being that it doesn't go over Birusha, the neder, so the whole Hefker, which is mandated, Hilchis Nadarim, is not going to transfer over to the Yarshim. That's what the Ktais says, Halacha L'maisa, according to the Rambam. That according to the Rambam, if someone's mafker something and then he dies, the halacha is the Yorshim are not going to be bound by the Hefker. So if somebody was zoichin it, that person's not going to keep it. The Yorshim are going to be able to take it back. So I have one problem with this. You know what the problem is? It's keneged a mefurish gemara. It's keneged a gemara mesechtes gittin daf mem amud aleph. The gemara said, a meimar said, hamafker avdei v'meis oisei ha'eved eimoy takana. That if somebody's mafker is eved, and then he dies, so the halach is the Eved has no takana. Why has no takana? Because when the other was mafker as Eved, he relinquished the Kinyan Mammon. All he has is the Kinyan Isser. Kinyan Isser doesn't go over the Yerusha. And the Eved is stuck with the Kinyan Isser. He has his own Kinyan Mammon. He's not an Eved. He's not an Eved. And as a result, ein loy takana. And the chiddush of Amemer was that the Kinyan Isser doesn't go over Beirush. According to the Rambam, if someone is mafker something, nothing happened. So if nothing happened, then Freik Tiktais, then why is a mafker Avdi Yomei saying Leitakona? He was mafker it. So good, there's a Hilchas Nadarim now. But now that he died, the Yarshim are not Meshubat to Hilchas Nadarim anymore. The Yarshim inside the Kinyan Mom, inside the Kinyan Isser, let them go ahead and be mafker. So Freik the Ktsois, Abam Bekasha, Lechura, based on the Rambam, and this is the Ktsois Avon and the Rambam, that Hefker is only Hilchas Nadarim, but nothing really transits for shows. It should come out of Pasha Nafkamin of someone's Mafker Umeis, that the Yarshim are not Meshubat anymore to the Hefker, because now all it is an edit that the Yarshim don't have to keep. So what's Pshad in Amemas Memra, Hamafker? Avdei umeis oisa eved ein loy takana v'chayra the hefker gate nitiba b'yerusha. So if that's the case, the yarshin inside the kinyan mamon inside the kinyan issa. Zok tiktzoyis the teretz is pashut. The teretz is that when someone is mafker his eved, the second he's mafker the eved is zoichin himself. So that it's no longer hefker. The eved was zoichin himself. And being that the Eved was Zoichin himself, Zoktik Tzais, he has his Kinyan Mammon, it's too late. If someone's Mafker a Chayfetz, so until someone physically picks up the Chayfetz, it's in the Rishos of Hefker, which according to the Rambam is in the Rishos of the Mafker. But if someone's Mafker is Eved, the second his Mafker is Eved, he's Koin himself. That was the Machlokes Abishon, the Chachamim, the Flametes. In the case of the Nichsei Ageh, you can't be Zoichin. Certainly not in the Gdailon, there was a Shaila Waktanu, but in the Gdailon for sure not. Why? Because he's Zoichin himself. So Zoktik Tzais, don't ask me a my Havan in the Rambam. How's the Rambam going to learn a Meimar and getting that Meimar and Aleph? Because that's a toys that Kasha. Because over there, the Hefker was Chal, but now it was the Hefker Chal. But the person, the Eved, was Koinim in a Hefker. I mean that it was Koinim in a Hefker, so therefore that's not going to be a problem. A regular case of Hefker when nobody was kind of in a Hefker, now it's a Shiloh, the Hefker going over Beirusha, could be like the Rambam, it wouldn't go over Beirusha, and Erech Hanami, the whole Hefker would be on his Hefker. That's the first size. We're going to skip the second size, and we're going to jump right to the third, and that is that the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perichof Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph says the following. He says, Yirali, Shakotin Shakona Karka, a cotton that acquires land. The Nosan Damim, and he paid for it. The Hechsek, and he made a chazak in it. Tamid biyada. The halacha is, he can keep it. Says the Rambam, yearly. When the Rambam says yearly, what does it mean? It means he doesn't know for sure, but it's my gut, it's my herkish, that a cotton that pays and makes a chazak in karka, he can be zoich in the karka. Says the Rambam, afopisha in mem kari bekarka klom, even though if a cotton tried selling karka, he wouldn't be able to. However, when it comes to buying, it's different. And the reason is, Sha'akotan kemisha eino lefanenuhu, v'zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, v'ein chavin la'yela b'fanav. It works with zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. So the Rambam says that if a cotton buys karka, he makes a kinyan in karka, someone sells it to him, the halach is he could be zoichin. And then the Rambam says, Rishtakal Tayr, that even though really a cotton can't sell, that's true, but buying he could, because zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. The Ktzais in Simin Reish Lamed Hei Sivkot and Dalet has a very, very long, important arichas on this Lashon HaRambam, which gets involved in the sugyas of Kinyonim by Ktanim. It also gets involved in the sugya of Zach and Ladam Shalai Bafanov. So this Ktzais is very yisoidistic in really two different sugyas. But Ashinogel in Yoneinu, which is Kinyonim of a Katan, the Marit has a Meridiga Ha'ara on this Rambam. And I just think it's kedai to be makdim for 1 second. And that is, a katan, we know throughout Shas, doesn't have the ability to transact. Can't get married. He can't buy. He can't sell. A katan doesn't have the ability to transact. Now, there are times, begad olemet al gabav, that a katan could do things. When yeah, when not, that's major lumdis and not such an easy agdara. But the bottom line is that a katan doesn't have the ability to transact. So if a katan wanted to buy something, he can't buy it. Katan wanted to sell something, he can't sell. Stating that, we saw it in the daf. The Mishnah says, what does that mean? The Chachamim came and the Chachamim said that it's uncomfortable if a katan's not going to be able to buy or sell anything. So we're going to institute that once a child is of a certain age, that he chaps what's flying a little bit. So he's already a shtickle of bardas. At that point, midrabanon, if he sells something, say he's fakoift, and if he buys something, say he's gitkoift. Memkarim memkar, umekchon mekach. Now, if you look at that sugi, it's very, very clear. It's dafke b'metaltolin. So metaltolin, which is everyday type of stuff, a kon has the ability to buy and sell. Pashtus, it works with hefker bez and hefker, but this is the way it works. As it relates to karka, there's no din of pu'utais. There's no cloud that says that ha-pu'utais mekha mekha humemkara memka. It's been metaltolin. But as it relates to karka, na, this is where this Rambam enters. Says the Rambam yearly, that even though from the sugin gittin of ha-pu'utais it's mavur, that only by metaltolin did the chachamim give a cotton ability to transact. Oh, but I hold that if it comes to buying karka, if someone else is being makna the karka with the lumdus of zochin ladam shalai b'fanov, over there the cotton would be able to buy karka. So to sell an achanami, because there's no zochin ladam shalai b'fanov. But as it relates to buying, there, I think it would work even for karka. Why is this a chiddush? Because the only makar we have for a cotton to be able to transact is the sugya pu'utais. And pu'utais is b'metaltolin. The Rambam's coming and he's saying that it's going to be true even by karka, but v'yirali, we're in karka if he wants to buy karka. But if he wants to sell karka, not. In fact, the Rambam says in Mefurish. The Rambam, when he goes vaitin, hilchas mechira, and he says that cotton that brought Shtei Cyrus, then already he could sell. By the way, a cotton that yarshins karka, he can't sell until he turns 20. So when it comes to karka, the laws are much more stringent. But the bottom line is the Rambam saying a chiddush that even though the sugya putais was set after regarding metaltolin, but I hold that if he wants to buy, he'd be able to buy even if he's only a katan, and even though what we're dealing with is karka. If you look in the Magid Mishnah mutches a little bit to try to find the Makar to the Rambam. Now the Rambam said, you're a Li, so it almost sounds like the Rambam doesn't have a Mefurish Makar. But the Magid Mishnah mutches, and he has a Sugi Masechtes Kedushin to try to find the Makar. Says the Marit, he says, I don't understand. I think I have a Poshet Raya, a Raya Brurish Einol of Tshuva, to this Chiddush of the Rambam. And I'm not sure why it's a year Li, and I'm not sure why the Magid Mishnah was mutching to try to find the Makar. It's all Poshet to me. I have a Mefurish Sugi in Shas. Will you see the Rambam's halacha? What's the sugya? Says the Marid, Gittin Daf Mem Amar Aleph. Because in Gittin Daf Mem Amar Aleph, there was a story where there were two shutvin that owned an eved. And one of the shutvin was Meshachrer his eved. And the other, Shutv Chav, that he has a problem. Because he's about to get a knock on the door, because he is currently the Bala boss of the infamous Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayr. So quickly he went to move, and what he did was, is he took his Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayr, and he was makin it over to his child that was a katan. Once the katan owned it, say he has protection because Bezin doesn't have the ability to force a katan to do anything. Freik the Marit, everybody knows that Avda is kimekarki dami. How you kind an Eved? Kesef Shtar v'chazoka, the same way you kind a karka. And Eved has a din karka. So how was the Adon able to be makna his Eved to the katan? L'chayre the Eved is doch karka. He was being makna karka to him. Elamai, you have to say that even though it's true that a katan doesn't have the ability to be makna karka, but to be koina karka, he does. And must be, it works like the Rambam said, zochel adam shloi b'fanov, dasacheres makna, a whole sugya that we obviously are not going to get into now. But the point is that it's muchach, said the Marit that it works. So Frank the Marit, yearly, the Magamishta doesn't know where in the world the Rambam even had such a Hava minute. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Getting that man, you see, the man was able to be makne his Evid to his cotton. How's a cotton being kind of Evid? Evid is doch a shtik karka. And if an Evid is a shtik karka, so how is this going to work? As I freaked the Marit, Zoptik Tzois, that the Mechilas Kvay Tayrasa Shalom Marit, says, I Pasha don't even understand the Marit. Says, why? What was the rest of the story? Let's theorize the Maisa. So the Maisa was, all of a sudden, this cotton owns this Chatzi Evid Chatzi Mechayim. They sent to Rapapa, Rapapa, what should we do? This guy was able to beat the system. So he said, oh, you beat the system? You know what? You want to play this game? We'll play this game right back. He says, this is the Eitzah. What you should do is have someone dangle some money in the presence of the cotton, put an apotropis there, come up with a dollar amount, and then have the cotton write a get shechur. Just let the cotton free him, and everything is going to be okay. And we mentioned it was a machlokes Rashi and Tosis when we learned the Gemara, how to learn Pashup Shana, what's happening. Rashi said that what's happening in that Gemara? What's happening in that Gemara is that the cotton actually was the one that was Meshachr the Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Frank Rashi, how could a cotton be Meshachr Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrin? L'chayr is the cotton, ein maisne cotton klum. Rashi answered the Kasha. What did Rashi say? The tinoig ze. Mekhoi mekach umemkore memker bimetaltolin. Kiditnan aputais mekha mekach umemkore memker bimetaltolin. Vapitropis mikmina laaye batakonosoi lushume bedomimulin. The cotton could do it because it's putais, he was old enough. And mekach mekach umemkore memker bimetaltolin. Frank the Ktsois, if you're going to tell me that Abdus came a karka dummy in this sugya, then he's not metaltolin. Then he's karka. And by karka, there is no aloha putais. So Marit, Frank the Ktsois, had you learned the end of the story? And by the way, we spoke out that Rashbam was chaylik on Rashi. Rashbam said, "Loi nihiru the Rabbeinu Shmuel Pirush Hakunches." Why not? Because the Rashbam said that how could a katan using peutos free the eved from his kinyan iser? Kinyan, mom, and I understand hefker bez and hefker, but how could he free him from the kinyan iser? Zochtik tzais. Even Tosfos didn't have a problem with the fact that the cotton is being makna and eved that's hukish lekarka. The only problem he has is that there's a kinyan iser. How are you using peutos for kinyan iser? You can only use peutos for kinyan mamon, but you can't use it for kinyan iser. Abavos is negay the fact that this is a child and he's being makna and eved that's hukish lekarka. He had no problem with. So zoktik tzois that Marit, you're learning the suya that an eved is hukish lekarka, and that's why the adon was able to be makna the. Chatziyav chatzim chayin to his cotton in the first place, and this is a makar to the Rambam, and you're being matmiya on the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah. Why didn't they use this as a mafurish makar to the halacha Rebbe Leib? And how'd you learn the rest of the sugya? Said the Ktzois, Elamai, what do you have to say? It's muchach that in our sugya Av does not come atal tali dami. The question is why not? Why is Av? It's always come atal tali dami. Why is it not come atal tali dami? So that's why you have to be the Ktzois. You just have to know noshim the zikin on your fingertips. Said the Ktzois, not true. An Eved is not always. It's a mafurish atosfus. It's a tosfus in Bava Kamo. In Perik, Arba Ovis Nazikin, Hasharva, Barva, Mavava, Hever. Daf Yud Beis Amir Aleph. Tosfus has a problem. He has kashas in the sugi of Avda Kimikarki, Avda Lav Kimikarki. And Tosfus says like this, Oy Mary, that in this sugi that you find that Avda is treated like metaltolin is not a kasha with the klal of Avda Kimakarki. You know why? The hachalei ayri ela b'mili derabanan. Because over here we're dealing with mili derabanan. And when it comes to dine derabanan, Avda is kimetaltoli dami. Because by all dine derabanan, he says, prosbol, kinyan agav, every single time you find a sugyo where you're dealing with not a shayla of a deraisa, a shayla derabanan, Avda is kimetaltoli dami. So says the Ktzois, Tosfos was already gave us this big klal gadol bedin when it comes to understanding avdik mekarki dami. That when you're dealing with dine de raisa, an eved is treated like karka. But when you're dealing with dine de rabbanon, an eved is treated like metaltolin. This sugya here in Gittin daf mem, we're dealing with peutos memkara memka umekcha mekach. Das is a shailafin de rabbanon. We're not dealing with kinyanim de raisa here. We're dealing with the rabbanon gave the cotton who bin de raisa has no ability to go ahead and buy or sell. The ability to buy or sell. Oh, if we're dealing with a kinyan de rabbanon. That's a Kenyan Agav that Tosis talks about in Bava Kama, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. By Dinei the Rabbanan, Eved is Metaltolin. If Eved is Metaltolin, that's why, according to Rashi, even though Hapu'uta is Mekha, Mekha, Memkar, Memkar, only be Metaltolin, but still the Adin was able, the Cotton was able to go and be Meshachar the Eved. That's why even Tosis had no problem with that. His whole Kasha was, where do you find Hefker Bez and Hefker on Isser? It only works for Mammon. That's why the Rambam, when he said his Chiddush, that a Cotton could be Koina, a karka, said it b'toiras yirali, because he didn't have a mefurish arayu. And even the Rav Magid, who was trying to find a makar, didn't ever invoke gittin daf mem, because even though we're dealing with an eved is karka, but it's only karka by dina de raisa, our sugi is dina de rabbanon, miyushiv kimin chayim v'doy ketev. That's the second tzais, and we will end here.